Hello, once again. I am back. This is your favorite deputy of Movie Deputy Review. Sorry, my chair is squeaking. That is not me. So my apologies on that. But I am here with another final destination for you tonight. Today, can't talk. Now, the question is, what final destination is this? Well, let's see. We did 1, 2, 3, so this would be 4, except they didn't say 4. They don't call it Final Destination 4. They call it The Final Destination. So when they were making this movie, were they thinking that this was going to be the end of the story because it's The Final Destination? Is that where they were going with something like this? As usual, this is definitely getting a guilty rating on the deputy rating scale. But you're probably wondering about the score. And don't worry, I will get to that in just a minute. This one is a little bit different. It's like we've kind of seen what happens when these people try to cheat death. And it seems to be somewhat predictable. We've seen that it kind of follows a little bit of an order as this goes, because the way that people were supposed to die in these visions, or in the order that they were supposed to die, is the order that they die in real life. And of course, we've seen a few people escape quote unquote death's grip, but what did they have to do to get there? I'm not going to spoil anything by telling you that, but just so you know, there is a way, but you got to really pay attention. So if you have not watched these movies in a while, I would recommend going back and watching them. And I have actually been recommending the newest one as well. So I'm really excited. Today we were talking about The Final Destination. Tomorrow is Final Destination 5, which came out in 2011. The one we're talking about today, The Final Destination, came out in 2009. But then we had to wait 14 years to get another one. Honestly, I did not know if they were ever actually going to create another one. I was hoping, but after so many years, I just wasn't hoping anymore. And we're finally at this point. And I'm just excited to talk to you today, tomorrow, and then, of course, on Saturday. So definitely be sure to come back. You are not going to want to miss these. Now, The Final Destination earned a score of a 5.0 out of 10 on the deputy scale. Now, you may be noticing a trend with these scores, the direction that they're going. Well, there's a bit of a reason for that, and a lot of it has to do with the continuity of the story and just kind of how everything plays out. If you are a NASCAR fan or any sort of racing, this one is either going to annoy you beyond belief, or it's going to entertain you greatly as they are at the McKinley Speedway watching the Megatech 300 Memorial Race. Now, I don't know if that's a real race or not. I'm sure my racing listeners out there would know. But as if you've also followed these movies, you know they kind of tie into each other and tie back to the other stories that have happened thus far. And of course, in the original one, we had Flight 180. In this one, they're sitting in Section 180. So it's just a bunch of different things of trying to tie the stories together on that. But so obviously there's at the racetrack and watching the race. And of course, people are there to watch the race, but there's a lot of people that are there for the crashes, because the crashes a lot of times are epic. Well, this one went even beyond epic, because that is the sequence of death in this movie. And like I said, no spoilers ever on Movie Deputy, so you don't have to worry about that. But the way that these things play out, this was the single heaviest handed thing of the CGI and just the absolutely impossible scenarios that just have you looking at the screen going, come on. Of course, it's still gory, but this one is out of all of them, this one's probably the least. I mean, there's still the blood and gore, don't get me wrong. There's still plenty of that, if that's what you're looking for. But it just gets a little silly. Now, okay, they're all entertaining to a point, but this one, I think, just takes it a different level, hence while we've seen the score kind of go from 5.5, and the last two are 5.25, then of course this one's got a 5. Well, it's like, okay, they've got to be redeeming at least a little bit at some point, right? Let's at least cross our fingers. That's what I'm hoping for. These ones, they're not cinematic masterpieces. They're not something that is going to be everybody's favorite, or one of those ones that you say, oh, you absolutely must see this. But if you are into the goofy horror suspenseful thriller, exciting movies, then these ones are going to fulfill that need. They're going to fulfill that bloodlust. They're going to fulfill that just that, that you need just once in a while when you're into movies such as this. And if you are into these types of movies, you know that feeling. And even if you're not into those movies, you're probably looking at your radio right now going, what is she talking about? I know, I even make some of the people closest to me look at me and go, really, Jen? Come on. But that's half the fun of it. It really is. And it's being able to see these movies as what they are. They're intensely just gory and very story heavy, which for these, it works. I mean, there are some movies that you cannot do, that you cannot carry a story such as these with such a heavy hand throughout it, because there's not a single climax to these movies like there is in a lot of other movies where it kind of builds up to the climax and then it just kind of slowly lets you back down. No, these ones, it's climax after climax after climax after climax, and it's doing it until you don't have any breath left. And it's kind of ironic that one of the scenes in this movie, the fact that it's a movie, and it's also there's one of the scenes that's taking place in a movie theater. And just the series of events, it's like there, I can't help but chuckle even thinking about this one, but it's entertaining just on a whole different level. If you're a fan of 1, 2, and 3, you're going to want to watch The Final Destination. If you haven't, if you have never watched these, I think it's imperative to watch them in the order that they were released, because there is a, you've on social media at all, you're probably following along the chronology of all of these movies. But if you're not paying too close of attention, which I kind of hope you're not, because that kind of ruined a little bit of the suspense of what's coming up next. And there were those of us that had to wait back in the day to see what was coming up next. And there are some twists in the next one that might throw you for a loop, or at least I'm hoping so. Well, at least it won't be the loop-de-loop like on the last one with the roller coaster. Believe it or not, yes, I still ride roller coasters after that. I know there's a lot of people who, after they watch that movie, they swore to never go on another roller coaster. But like I said, that was on Final Destination 3, so I'm not referring to that on this one. And there's no roller coaster in this one, so don't worry about that. But like I said, there is a lot of exciting stuff that is going to be happening, and a lot of characters that you're familiar with are either referenced or they are back again. And you're probably, hopefully by now, catching on that there is one recurring character in all of these movies. And I hope you're paying attention, because that really does matter for 5 and 6. So I hope that you are enjoying yourself. I know that I am. And I look forward to coming back tomorrow and talking to you about Final Destination 5. Talk to you soon. Bye.